Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Friends, welcome to the Daily Inch.
Oh, hello.
While I'm away researching Murder Mile, here's a little treat to keep you entertained over the next 3 weeks. 15 little stories which are fun, rambly, informative, but not essential to listen to. Each story's been written and presented in a tongue-in-cheek way, and are not for the easily offended. Murder Mile returns on Thursday the 3rd of November, 2022. But until then, there's this. Number 3. The dead woman who was disqualified from driving. Driving. There's no greater feeling than when you're given a license to drive like a nutter on Britain's roads. Doing donuts in an icy car park. Perching the steering wheel between your knees so you can roll up a spliff. Or whizzing your blue Suzuki Samurai up an unlit hill. Only to freeze as a police car was parked up below to take a tea break. During which time, you sit in silence, with the lights off, and waft away the fetid stench emanating from your pants, as the aroma of fear leaks out, and your brain keeps repeating, "Oh God, my dad is gonna kill me." Not that I ever did that, officer. For many people, having a brum-brum is essential. Whether you use it for work, to drive your brats to whatever shite will shut them up for half an hour, as you sit there sipping Lambrini and saying, dear, that's nice, to their constant ramblings without ever looking up. Or driving to a shop barely 3 minutes from your home to purchase, without any hint of irony, a tracksuit and some slimming products. We all love our cars. We give them a regular wax, a set of dangly dice, a name. I had three cars: Susie the Suzuki, Pepe the Bedford Rascal, and Poodle the Fiat Punto. And we go to great lengths to protect them and our freedom. And yet for one woman, she would do the unthinkable to keep her wheels on the road. 38-year-old Zoe Bernard of Sutton Way in Kensington drove a BMW. Obviously, being a Beamer, her car could gun it like shit off a shovel. It guzzled fuel like an MP slurping back backhanders. And although it was packed full of the latest kit, several bits never seemed to work on this BMW, or any others for that matter. Like the wing mirrors, the brakes, and the little flashy things which indicate to others that they're turning. BMW, which of course stands for bollocks, mirrors are for wankers. During the second week of November 2020, Zoe Bernard was driving her overpriced wanker wagon through the streets of Kilburn. Having miraculously made it through this city's very own Compton without being shot or carjacked, she noticed a set of blue flashing lights in her mirror and pulled over. this is widely regarded as the first time that a BMW driver has actually used a driving mirror. Except to admire the smugness of their own face and to cut up a few lines of coke. At the scene, Zoe was arrested for two offences: driving carelessly and failure to stop. All of which are a prerequisite for all BMW drivers, as they appear in the BMW handbook, between tips on fiddle in the stock market, a list of jolly good eggs all called Tarquin, and which sickly shade of puke-inducing Burberry makes them look more like a prize pillock, or a colourblind turd who's never heard of tartan. For these minor traffic violations, Zoe could expect to receive a fine or points on her license. Unfortunately, not only did Zoe have previous driving offences, but almost as if owning a BMW had deleted the part of her brain which states, "You must obey the law," she'd already been disqualified. Taken to Kilburn Police Station, and knowing that these new crimes could warrant 6 months in prison, with no ID on her, she gave her name not as Zoe Bernard, but as Keisha Bernard. A woman who did not exist, had never existed, and Zoe was released pending further investigation. A few days later, PC Hockton contacted Zoe to request that she attend the police station for an interview, as although she had used a false name, the car was registered to herself at her home address. With her lie uncovered, the simplest way out would have been to admit the truth and to say, "I'm sorry, officer, I lied. Couldn't help it. Which is why I'm happy to drive a shitty car with dubious links to the Nazis." Instead, Zoe made up a mega fib and pretended to be Shanice Bernard, her real 22-year-old sister. Now again, this is no biggie, as loved ones often palm off their driving convictions on relatives with a clean record. But Zoe went one bigger. From the 15th of November 2020 to the 7th of January 2021, she called PC Hockton, claiming to be Shanice, stating that Zoe, herself, was too ill to attend the police station, and later stating that she was dead. Yes, dead. Zoe was dead. Not on holiday, not lying. The woman making that call was dead. To back up this lie, on the 25th of January 2021, Zoe, under the guise of Shanice, contacted Westminster Council to request the death certificate of herself, Zoe Bernard. But the certificate could not be issued, as no death had been registered in the name of Zoe Bernard. Zoe Bernard, the real one, who was alive and well, was tried in March 2020 at Southwark Crown Court. Found guilty of driving without insurance, failing to stop, driving while disqualified, and careless driving, she received a 6-month curfew, a 12-month ban, and for the further crime of perverting the course of justice, also known as lying, she was sentenced to 8 months in prison. Baffling, Zoe. Utterly baffling. The Daily Inch returns tomorrow. And of course, your regular episodes of Murder Mile return on Thursday the 3rd of November, or 3 days earlier via Patreon. Thank you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.